Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Bob Schuster down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we've got some interesting interviews with Minnesota Pro Guide Bro Brosdahl, and also with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Steve Jensen. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
You wanna get outdoors, you wanna have some fun.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but don't go with a cheap imitation when you can go with a Flow from Hayward Power Sports. Flow has been leading the way for 30 years. They were the first and are still the best in modular roll-in docks. Flow dock systems are rock solid and the easiest to install, level, and remove. Their easy leveling leg system lets you level the dock from the top side without ever getting wet. Select a welded-on aluminum surface in either gray or alumigrain finishes with long-lasting baked-on anti-slip paint finish. For a quantum leap forward in boat lift technology, check out Flow at Hayward Power Sports. Their patented vertical screwdrive lift is easier, faster, quieter, and smoother than other lifts. The easy leveling legs allow you to lower your lift 9.5 inches from the bottom, allowing it to work in less water. All Flow products come with a 15-year limited warranty, so if you want the best, go with the Flow at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or at haywardpowersports.com.
Have more fun than ever before at Hayward Power Sports. Let's have some fun!
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on the 2018 $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward, open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and a lot to talk about this week. We've got Art in here, and I've got Bob Schuster in here, and we've got our part-time co-host in here, Desmond Bennett. We've got a big full crew in here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Art, Desmond.
And let's start right off with fishing, Bob. You're at the place here where everybody comes in, the best-equipped tackle shop in the Northland. What are you hearing?
It's actually been pretty good, from musky to panfish.
You know, and been quite a, I just noticed the other day, though, we've been getting more bug hatches, but that's nothing unusual for summer.
No, it's pretty common.
You know, let's start with the muskies. Any particular water you're hearing seem to be better producing? Have you heard any big fish?
Flowage, lost land teal, some off a spider. As far as the largest fish, about 52 inches.
Wow, that's a good fish.
52 off spider?
No, not off spider.
I can't disclose.
It was on Area Lake. Area Lake.
I love Area Lake.
Yep. Top water bite, as well as bucktails, has been producing for the best action.
And walleyes. I know I've been getting walleyes on the Chippewa flowage. Yep. Mostly an afternoon evening bite, though.
Yep, and the sand, cis magma, and cooteray and grindstone. Trolling on both Goodery and Grindstone.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's what I've been hearing. Either suspended or in the weeds. Nothing deep water yet.
Yeah, no, it's 60 foot of water, 30 foot up off the bottom.
So it depends. The thermocline really hasn't established itself yet. It's going to happen, and you have to be a little bit alert to that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but the point you make about trolling in Goodery and Grindstone has been very productive, but you have to get your lure down.
I think that one of the reasons that trolling's good is because you got them bug hatches and a lot of suspended food out there, and that brings fish up.
Oh, absolutely, and the fact that it's a reaction strike. I mean, that lure's moving past their eyeballs, and they got to decide, do I want to eat or not? So.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things I was going to talk about today on the show, too, is that summer fishing. Summer fishing, sometimes when you try to feed them something that they got lots of out there, a.k.a. live bait, you're better off sometimes with something artificial that goes zipping past them, whether you're cranking a crankbait or you're trolling.
Absolutely, John.
I was just thinking about that. You know, crankbaits, it amazes me sometimes a little crankbait, a deep diver, will produce. A larger one, 3 inches, won't produce.
All depends on what they're eating, Art.
I know, but it's, you talk about reaction to a lure. Used to be, quite frankly, in my case, I didn't care what it was. If I was using a 6-inch lure and just jerk, I'd get reactions. My clients wouldn't do that. They don't get any reactions. So you really have to, work on it.
Absolutely. You got to mix it up.
Yeah. Bob, how about the other fish, like crappies? I know that's been kind of hit or miss. I know I've been finding some out deep, some in the weeds, it's all over.
It's about what I've been hearing, but most of the lakes, they are producing some crappie and some nice bluegills.
And bass, I know that's one that you go after quite a bit.
Yeah, and that's been pretty good, except for last night out on Damacogon.
Oh, we don't want to talk about that one.
No,
huh?
We don't.
You mean to tell me they don't bite all the time?
No, they don't. I think the lake is void of bass. Just kidding.
Talking about bass, the kids' bass day is coming up, and it's going to be August 19th at the Chippewa Floods
at the landing. Yep. Wayne Balsavich heads that up, and he does a fantastic job. We got a lot of local businesses that donate prizes, and it's a great event. They get a lunch. They get a chance to go out and fish with some of the area guides, and there's lots of goodies for them at that event, as well as Muskies, Inc. will be coming up, their Kids' Day.
That's the first Sunday in August.
Yep, and that's usually held out by... The Black Iron.
Yeah. Black Iron.
It used to be Dixie Manor. Yep,
at the Tiger Cat, but some of the guides will take some of the kids that show up to other lakes as well. And once again, Mike Persons and his crew do a fantastic job of putting on a great day for the kids.
We have an interview with Mike to talk about that program, and it's going to be on our program probably the week before. And the thing that impresses me is the number of volunteers that get involved, and that's really important. And you don't have to be a guide.
No.
I mean, all you have to do is have a boat,
yep,
some fishing equipment, and take the kids out.
An idea where to take them so they do catch fish, yeah.
You know, and trying to get kids out there is something important. I know, Desmond, you kind of involved, you think the same way I do on that, is that, you know, there's way too many things for the kids to do out there other than hunting fish, and we need the people out there, new generation.
Absolutely. Showing the kids that this is a lot of fun, that it's a great way to spend your time, and that there are people out there willing to teach them. You don't have to have all the gear right away just to get someone to take you fishing.
You know, fishing is it's one of the things that, and I keep saying this on the radio, it's a lifetime sport, and it's a learning experience. You're always learning, and the more you spend time learning in lifetime, the better things are, I think.
Absolutely, and I'll follow up on what Art said about volunteers. You know, just because you don't have a boat doesn't mean you can't volunteer at some of these events to support getting fishing into, you know, more kids' lives. I helped out at the Walleyes for Northwest Wisconsin event back in February, and I'd helped with the weigh-ins, and that's some of the most fun I've ever had, just helping people weigh in their fish. Everyone's excited and happy. It's a great way to get out and help and meet new people, too.
You bet. You know, it's been interesting talking about a bunch of this stuff. I know, Bob, you guys are pretty well equipped here at the shop, and you're actually starting to pull out crossbows and stuff in the middle of summer.
Yeah, we're getting some of that in because the archery season actually starts in July. You guys start picking up their bows and throwing arrows. So, yeah, we got a fully stocked store musky set that's growing by the day.
I think we're going to have plenty of deer because I notice I'm driving back. I'm fishing the afternoon guide trip I do, basically 3:30 till dark. And every night I've got to drive 40 miles an hour because I had one bounce off the side of my new Jeep already. Luckily, didn't do any damage, ran right in the side of it. And I'm seeing deer. I got to stomp on the brakes every time I go out there. So there seems to be a lot of them out there.
And that, yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing to think about is getting the youth into that. So if you have kids, grandkids,
Friends,
yeah. Just, I mean, I've got a grandson that all he does is plays with an Xbox or a computer, and then I've got two others that are, their dad was brought up into it, and they're learning the ways as well. And yeah. and it's a sport that you'll enjoy. There's camaraderie. There's so much that if you don't do it, you're missing out on.
You know, it's interesting here. Bob, we're going to have to take a break and hear from some of our fine sponsors. I want to thank you for coming on here. And anybody needs whatever for their outdoor experience, they can stop by the shop here.
Absolutely, John. Thank you, John. Thank you, Art. Thank you, Desmond.
Thanks. And we're going to take a break right now and hear from our sponsors. And we'll be back right after that with an interesting interview with Bro Brosdahl, or Brian Bro Brosdahl from Minnesota, on Panfish.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Finally, Fishing and Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Lund boats are built by fishermen for fishermen. Catch your limit in a fully loaded 2018 Lund 1675 Impact SS for just $27,570. That's more than $6,000 under the MSRP. Lund's meticulous design is a perfect balance of strength and performance. Enjoy boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern coverage and lifetime hull coverage. Plus, it's transferable, adding to the excellent resale value. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Millen, and we got Desmond Bennett in here. And Art, you know, Brian Bro Brosdahl, they call him. He's a pretty well-known guy when it comes to panfish out there, especially in the wintertime, but he guides all summer, and he spends a lot of time out there.
Not only that, Bo is a neat guy. I met him a couple times, and there was a period of time when I was getting a lot of stuff from him to try out.
Yeah.
And you know, most of it works. That's the interesting.
He's tied in with Northland Tackle pretty good and some other companies.
Right.
Let's hear what he had to say about summer panfish. Well, you know, I want to talk to you today about panfish. Panfish is probably the most popular species of fish that's out there, I think. We hear a lot about walleyes and muskies, but panfish, is that is bread and butter.
Well, can you blame anybody? Panfish are just fun. I love fishing for big bluegills, crappies, jumbo perch. And is there anything better to eat than jumbo perch or bluegill or crappie? They're wonderful. And they're colorful tropical fish that are in fresh water. And for their size, they fight so much. But they're real finessey. You can't just go out there and throw heavy stuff at them. You got to use finesse tactics to catch this really hard-fighting fish. And they're my favorite.
What kind of tips can you give people as far as line and rods and equipment to get going?
Well, when you go fishing, I always go with St. Croix Rods panfish. And the reason I like the panfish series fishing rods is there's no other companies that take it serious like that. And I'm a pan fisherman, I love panfish, and they take my panfish serious. But I like to use a 5, a 6-4, and a 7-footer. And the reason I have three rods is sometimes I'm fishing under the boat, which is right underneath my transducer, like ice fishing. You know, it's just like ice fishing, and you want it closer to your transducer. But it's a really nice action for that. A 6-4 is nice for pitching and fan casting on a windy day. But for the overall use, a 7-foot light, ultralight, is really nice. It's fast action. And when you're rolling spinner baits, small spinner baits, looking for crappies or perch or bluegills, it'll absorb the strike and you could just reel them in. Not a hook set, because you don't need a Texas hook set on panfish. You just reel it fast and sweep. Yeah. And the cool thing about that, they're even got you set up for emergent vegetation. If I'm fishing in tall weeds and looking for pockets, I'm going to use 8 to 9 foot rods. They have them for panfish. So you can just drop it vertical like a crane. You're just craning fish in and out. Big bluegills, if you try to pull them through weeds, they're gonna wrap you. So you wanna pull them up and fight them on the surface. And these rods allow you to do that. And the best part, if you pick up a panfish series, they're real stout. They got backbone, right. And then it tapers to the tip nicely, and the tips are soft, but they got that split grip. So it's awesome, it's a home run, and I love using them. And I love chasing panfish.
Yeah. Well, another advantage to a long rod, I fish all over the side of the boat a lot too, and it depends on where the fish are in that water column.
Oh, yeah.
You can fish more of the water column easier by going up and down with a longer rod.
Oh, yeah. You could actually, if you wanted to, you could get the 8 or 9 footer and just have a jig and no cork on there,
right.
And drop it in and fish structure from a distance. And this is something that you see more and more in the mid to the southern parts where they're fishing. They make stake beds,
yeah.
And they're using, they're pulling tube jigs through stake beds, and they just drop it down, and they drift with the wind, and then when they load up, they lift the fish in. And there's a real art to bringing the fish right in, because when you got that big long rod, you know, that fish is a long ways away, so just bringing it in and dropping the rod, bringing it to you. But they have all these rods. That's why I'm thankful that they actually designed them for panfish, because it's been a long time due to have rods specifically in mind for all of us.
There's one thing that you talk about a lot that I talk about also on the radio, and that's be mindful of what size panfish you harvest.
Yeah. You know, perch are stronger panfish. They replace each other with such big recruitment of year classes. Crappies are cyclical. They rise and fall with that. If you release a big crappie, it's so that your grandson or your son can catch it later. But when you catch a big bluegill, they're a fragile species, and the big males, I fish bluegills a lot. I don't keep them over 9 inches. If someone's fishing with me and they get one over, they can mount it. But you don't want to take the whole school. Because
yeah.
Those big males chase the little ones out so that they grow. And without them, lake population stunt. So for a fork full of meat, don't whack a big gill.
Take the mid-sized ones.
Take the mid-sized ones, throw the small ones and the big ones back. We've been trained wrong early on since the 50s. It's all about they're saying big. It's actually destroying lakes. And there used to be a lot more big bluegill lakes out there, but we can keep the ones that are still alive there. And so keep the big males and the big bluegills in the water, unless you want to mount one, skin mount one, that never hurt the school. But if you mount one out of one weed bed, don't go back to that same weed bed, and don't visit the same lake. There's so many lakes around here, in northern Wisconsin, mid-Wisconsin, Minnesota, we don't have to repeat the same spot over and over, because that's not good.
Interesting stuff, bro, and thank you for coming on the show here.
Hey, thanks for having me, and everybody be safe on the water. Wear your life jacket.
Well, you know, it's interesting listening to him anytime. I ran into him over to St. Croix at the Customer Appreciation Day. We need to take another break right now, though, and hear from more of our fine sponsors. We come back, I've got a little interview with fishing guide Steve Jensen talking about some interesting stuff, and we'll come back right after these messages.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle. 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earls Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earls Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, co-host Art Malin, and co-host Desmond Bennett. And we're talking about things and, you know, learning. I mentioned earlier in the show, Art, learning and fishing go together.
Yeah. It isn't that you just go out there and squat and throw something out.
Yeah, well, Booker said it. You know, there's three things. There's knowledge, and there's the effort, and there's the skill. The skill part you have to learn yourself, no matter who you're fishing with. And I had a chance to talk to fishing guide Steve Jensen a while back about learning experience fishing. Let's hear what he had to say on that, and we'll come back with more on your outdoors. Steve, you know, as a guide, you've been a guide for quite a few years now, and you've spent a lot of time on the lakes. What is one of the most interesting aspects of fishing for you to be out there? For me, it's the learning aspect. You're always learning. It's a challenge.
You know, and I will agree with you 100%. It amazes me how I can go to a lake that I fished for 20 years and still learn things and still do things differently. And there's been a lot of cool new techniques that have kind of come to the wayside here, and applying those things to lakes that you've fished your whole life and seeing the effectiveness of different techniques. And like you say, the learning never stops. It's definitely why I enjoy fishing. It is a puzzle every day. It is never the same. And my job is to put those pieces together each day, and people pay me a lot of money to do that, and I feel like I could do it most days. Some days we don't always get it right, but that is what I enjoy, you know, the most about fishing. The catching to me is like the final piece of the puzzle. It's the whipped cream on the cake, but to be honest, I enjoy the whole process up to when we actually catch the fish the most.
You know, and things like we've got come about, like the hummingbirds and the Helix and the new Helix machines and all the new Lake Master software with the maps, that all helps. It makes it easier for us, but it's still a challenge.
Unbelievable. In fact, you know, we've talked about this before as well, too, is, you know, we learned all these lakes with the old gray graph and a GPS that showed you where we were. There was no such thing as a lake map. We were lining up trees and this and that to find these underwater humps. And now the lake map technology combined with the side imaging and down imaging and, you know, the high mega imaging, it's unbelievable, the technology that's at our fingertips. And it really does shorten the learning curve. That being said, you have to learn how to run all this stuff, and when you run it day every day like we do, John, you kind of take it for granted. It's second nature. When you're new to it or novice at it or don't fish as much as we do, I can see it being intimidating when you jump in front of a big graph and when you see all these menus and what do I do and how do I read it. So that's the hard part, is just taking the time to learn the graph, learn what it's telling you, and trust what it's telling you. A lot of people don't trust what they see, and once you look at a graph long enough, you almost know exactly what you see, to the point where you can almost tell what an individual fish is or what species it may be. And a lot of times you're right, just due to the time on the water.
And there's a lot of things. You can either go out with somebody that knows this stuff, one of the guides, like somebody like you or me, but also there's tons of stuff on YouTube and
tons,
learning.
Tons. And you know, a lot of it is just trial and error. Go out and push buttons and see what things do. Spend some time driving around and not fishing. And that's a hard thing for people. It's the first thing that I do when I go to a new lake. Spend a few hours driving around, looking at things. You're going to shorten your learning curve. You're going to pick up on spots much faster, and you're going to catch fish much more efficiently if you do that, as opposed to just going out and starting fishing. It's something that I do at all my tournaments, and I do it on any lake that I'm new to. It really helps me get a feel for what's out there, and it certainly increases you know, the speed at which I can catch fish out of it.
Well, Steve, thank you. I want to give out your guide info.
Yeah, you bet. If anybody would like to get out and chase some fish this summer, 715-558-3709, fishhunts.com, or you can always stop down Hayward Bait and Bottle and get my information there as well, John.
Well, that was interesting, and I know you got a couple things here, Desmond, you were going to talk about. Let's talk about a couple things that Art's got here, too, while we're talking. Art, you got an interesting thing on butterflies, don't you?
You know, you don't. Sometimes you just don't think about the little things in life, the little bugs.
Well, people spot them in my boat all the time. Little, it seems like the monarchs.
Yep, the little moths. The monarch butterfly population is down about 20%, and this has happened primarily because of the lack of weeds like milkweed and other nectars. And if you don't have milkweed weeds, they're weed really. You got a problem. And so what's happening is a lot of large parts of our agricultural program in the state, they're teaming with other states and transportation to try to figure out if there's ways they can plant milkweed in some areas that wouldn't adversely affect any agriculture, or it wouldn't adversely affect anything, really. And so they're working on it. And so once again, it's habitat.
Yeah.
Habitat.
It's with everything. I mean, just like grouse, you mentioned the grouse are finding something different. You mentioned before another show the grouse drummings were down, but...
The grouse drummings are down so much that now the Natural Resources Board last week met, and they had people in from the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and a lot of other people talking about the need to maybe take a month off of the grouse season this year. So Ooh. Rather than closing in January, I think it is, it'd be closing November 30th. And I think that's going to happen because up north, we don't have the birds. We're at the end of an 11-year cycle, and the population should be going up, but it isn't. And there's also the possibility of West Nile virus in the birds, but they haven't proven it yet. So it's a possibility that, you know, you have to think about those things when you're trying to...
Yeah, you know, interesting. Yeah, Mr. Jensen just ran through here like he's on a mission. Anyway,
the muskies are biting, Johnny. Get out.
Anyway, I know, Desmond, we're talking about a lot of things, and you know, get into the summer here. People get out there and enjoy. You know, I was thinking back. You know, I got a new kayak again now, another new one, and I know you spent a lot of time out in the kayak, but I can think of back and when I used to run whatever I could get. I had the first boat I had was a 12-foot runabout with an 18-horse Evinrude on it. I mean, and we had more fun with those smaller boats and stuff, and now it seems like you can still buy them little fishing boats, but a lot of people are going toward these kayaks and stuff, right?
Absolutely. The kayaks and the canoes, too. You know, I don't talk a lot about canoes, but that's another, you can find one of those for a screaming deal just about anywhere you look and get out and fish in those with a lot of the same advantages you'll find in a kayak, too.
You know, and the plus to that is that some of that water that everybody don't get to with our big boats, our 19-foot boats and 20-foot boats, you can get into with them small boats, Art.
And if you do, you're going to find fish like we did.
I've got kind of an interesting anecdote out of Cornell, Wisconsin. Last week, they were able to set the Guinness World Record for the longest canoe and kayak parade. They were aiming for 100 vessels, but they were able to get over 150 canoes and kayaks in a row, verified by the Guinness Book of World Records. So that's a new record that was set right here in the state of Wisconsin, and just goes to show you how much this sport is expanding and becoming popular.
Well, so they went in the water.
In the water, a boat parade.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, and it's not just paddle craft now, too. I mean, I ran a Hobie pedal drive kayak, and now there's more companies coming out with them.
There are Pelican, which is one of the most affordable kayaks on the market. They have just introduced their pedal drive kayak that'll be released in spring of 2019. And everybody is touting this as it's a pedal drive kayak that anybody can buy. They haven't said how much it's going to cost yet. I suspect it's going to be probably at least half of what a new Hobie is. So it's going to make it a lot more accessible to just about anybody to get into one of those pedal drives, which kayaking's wonderful, but if you're trying to fish, I think a pedal drive is pretty invaluable.
Yeah, you get your hands are free to fish. I mean, yeah, I know. I've been there, done that. Anyway, talk about a couple other things here real quick, Art. Summer panfish. You know, one thing I've been doing is this actually sounds crazy, but, you know, I'm running that new Hummingbird Helix 10 Mega 10 side imaging. I'm able to drive around on places like around Lake and Chippewa Flowage and actually see schools of crappies and bluegills, you know, 50, 60 feet off the side of the boat, mark them on a waypoint and go back and sit over the top of them. And these massive schools, they really show up on this side imaging and this new high definition side imaging and that mega frequency. It's unbelievable what you see.
I haven't used it, so I can't comment.
Desmond's been out with me, and it's unbelievable, isn't it?
It was really cool watching you find and mark the cribs on that. Just boom, 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 easy as pie. I was very impressed.
Yeah, you bet. Interesting stuff. Well, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. If you miss a show, you want to remember that you can always get that show on our website at wnoradio.net. From there, you can link through to our podcast channel, to our YouTube channel. We're going to be putting a lot of interesting things up on the Facebook stuff now, too, in the YouTube, so you want to watch for that. And I want to thank you all for coming in. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Art.
And Art, you know, we'll be back again next week with another interesting show.
I hope so.
You betcha. We'll see you next week, folks.
Me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.